morning, everybody. Now, this is going to be really testing because I've got to hold a microphone and press a button and try and remember what I was going to say. So if this all goes horribly wrong, you're just going to have to work with me on this. So first of all, welcome to the Leeds Dyslexia Conference Festival. I think it's an amazing achievement to bring all of this together in such a relatively short space of time. So I think I'd like to pass on the thanks of the BDA to the Yorkshire Rose Dyslexia Association and also to the West Yorkshire PATOS group. I think they've done an amazing piece of work here and I'm sure you'll have a fabulous day. So, 1972 was an epic year. By all accounts, the USA was rocked by the Watergate scandal. The first miners' strike since 1926 happened, putting us into a state of emergency. And Mark Spitz, so for those of you who are not old enough to remember, a swimmer, won 7 Olympic gold medals at the Munich Olympics. Not to mention, should I say, some epic fashions. I'm loving the umbrella and I'm looking to get me one of those at some point. I think they are absolutely awesome. What also happened in 1972 was that the British Dyslexia Association was formed. Why is this so important? This was the bringing together of individuals and groups that were passionate about dyslexia. They believed they could make a difference, improve the educational opportunities offered and afforded to dyslexic individuals. It was a small group whose drive, commitment, and passion we could learn a lot from today. However, a lone voice is quite often a small voice, even though it can be beautiful. It can capture attention for a while, and certainly the groups that came together during that period to form the BDA captured attention. They made significant strides in the field of education, leading to dyslexia being recognised. And believe it or not, prior to that time, it just wasn't existing. Nobody believed it was there. The BDA went on to be the first organisation to develop professional standards for specialist teachers with their AMDRA accreditation and to support the growth of local groups whose mission was to support parents in order to help them to access a fair and appropriate education so children could achieve their potential. It grew and grew and grew. And that's still something that the BDA works very hard on today. However, a lot of noise can be made by a large group, but it can just be noise. And then when noise just becomes noise, it becomes easy to ignore. So therefore, the BDA forms one large collective voice. This is a powerful thing. Everybody is singing the same song, and it's not only loud, it's in harmony. It's the same message that is going out. It's that annoying tune in your head that you can't get rid of, that you hear when you wake up, that you carry through with you through the day, and you take to you when you go to bed at night. A harmony of voices is fantastic. But every choir needs to know the words. Every choir needs help to get heard, to get access to the best gigs, effectively. And sometimes, a choir needs a conductor to direct efforts for best effect. You all have the voice. You all have the ability to make a huge impact. And collectively, with support from the BDA, we can make those changes that will improve the lives of people who are dyslexic. And we can help to ensure that they are afforded the opportunities and the education to achieve their potential. But in order to do this, the BDA needs your voices. Dyslexia needs your voices. Education, employment, every sector of society needs your voices. If we are to change society and ensure that the BDA achieves its goal of a truly dyslexia-friendly society where neurodiversity is valued, welcomed, and individuals are able to achieve what they can achieve, what they're able to achieve, what the potential that individuals have. Next week is a fantastic opportunity to use your voice. It's Dyslexia Awareness Week. On Monday, we have Go Green, where we're encouraging everybody to wear green and light their buildings in green. And there's some fantastic things happening in places like Bristol, where the bridge is being lit up. On Wednesday, we have No Pens Day. So everybody, we're encouraging to put down their pens and think about learning from a different perspective. Think about communicating from a different perspective. We also have a huge amount of free training and webinars and all sorts of things going on. There are also competitions and opportunities to nominate people who you feel have made outstanding efforts in the world of dyslexia for awards. So, to today. Today provides you with the knowledge to make your points, to strengthen your arguments, to improve what you do, to finesse your skills. The BDA supports you wholeheartedly in these efforts and endeavours. Today is a fantastic opportunity. Looking to the future, join the BDA and become part of a larger voice, that we can then make those changes that we all are so desperate to see happen. Support your local group, or even form a group, to make sure that your voice is coherent locally and that there is just one voice giving out the consistent message around developing appropriate support for dyslexia. Learn, train, build your knowledge. In the words of Kofi Annan, knowledge is power. Information is liberating. Education is the premise of progress, and in every society, in every family. Knowledge is, as they say, power. Without knowledge, we are just casting about in the dark. Today is all about developing your knowledge, your skills, your understanding, and finessing those to be able to share them with a wider audience. If you want more information about the BDA, you've got us there. We have a fantastic website. We also have a huge helpline that is able to provide advice and support for individuals who are dyslexic, and it's absolutely free. So it's a really big asset for us. So, finally, have a great conference. Today is all about gathering knowledge and empowering your voice to make a difference. So, from me and BDA, have a fantastic day. Thank you.
This podcast is sponsored by DyslexiaProductivityCoaching.com. It's my day job when I'm not hosting this podcast. Tell me, do you know what you want to achieve in the workplace, but you're struggling with how to achieve it? Maybe you suspect some traits of dyslexia are getting in the way. Well, that's where Dyslexia Productivity Coaching comes in, because we give you a simple productivity system for your Apple devices that harnesses the creativity that comes with your dyslexia. It includes proven methods like note-taking, reminders, speech-to-text, mind mapping, and more, all tailored to your needs. It'll free up your time and help you achieve outstanding results. Book a complimentary call to discuss it with me, and if you do it soon, I may also be available to coach you personally via Zoom. So don't be shy, go to DyslexiaProductivityCoaching.com or swipe up and book it now.